This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us on Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. Benny Wee from Venfund Sundaram Berhad is going to be joining us in a few seconds. Now, Benny here hails from Malacca, where he was running a business as a supplier of vending machines to tourist spots and colleges around the city when COVID-19 hit our shores. Now, during the early days of our movement control orders, Benny had the idea of building a unique kiosk for the hospitality sector that would have two main functions: to self-check-in or check out, and vending capabilities. And he went on to set up Venfund Sundaram Berhad and started rolling out the first iteration of his hybrid kiosk early last year. And he's here to talk to us about taking his kiosk from ideation to the market and how he sees automation impacting the hospitality industry. Benny, welcome to Open for Business. How are you today?
Good, good. Very well. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to be able to share Venfund's story.
So Benny, how long were you in the vending machine supply business before you started Venfund? Talk to us about your background.
So, of course, my background, I was actually based, I worked in UK for 2 years. And later on, I got transferred to Taiwan for 11 years. So I based there. So my coverage is actually helping the US company. Prior to this, of course, the UK company when I was in UK. So to do electronics industry. So myself is actually a marketing for the US company. And we do touchscreen. So 2015, when we started over in, when myself started in UK, I do touchscreen. And that was even before the iPhone 3G launched in the market. You know, iPhone 3G is the one that launched in the market with this touchscreen, you know, features. So that was my story about electronics industry. And of course, I managed China region, you know, ASEAN region mainly. So after that, because of family reason, I came back to Malaysia. I still think that there's a good place for me to be in Malaysia, because since I'm being a Malaysian, but of course, I work in overseas for 10 over years. So I came back and I started to look at what are the things that we can be able to do and so-called innovate something, because myself, are very I like technology a lot. So because of my prior experience of traveling, you know, I always do this, you know, in US, a lot of my colleagues told me, Benny, we always took the red eye flight. You know, the red eye flight is where you landed and your eyes is red. So-called basically it's a midnight
flight. The late
flight.
Night one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a late night one. They call it red eye flight, you know. So, and I landed over in China, I checked in the hotel and always, you know, because we are a US company and they always like to be courtesy, you know, because when we check in a five-star hotel, they always ask you, hey, sir, how are you today? How's your trip, et cetera, et cetera. And I already landed at 12 midnight and I check into the hotel, it's already almost 1 a.m. And now you're still going to be courtesy. It's good, but I'm very tired to entertain even talking to you, right? So that time, I always think that what if we can be able to make things easy, you know, because I'm a British traveler, so I always travel to the same hotel. So when I stay at the same hotel and I see you every day, you know, not every day, very regularly. So it's just like, I don't feel like talking now. So I just always think that, hey, is there something that I can be able to check in fast and all this. And of course, especially in nighttime when you land at 1 a.m. So you definitely will feel hungry. And they are so-called room service. You know, they close at 11 or 12 midnight.
Yeah.
So that time I can't even find anything to eat. So sleep in hunger. You know, they'll say you sleep in hunger. So that is always say that, hey, why this kind of in picture actually flop up, you know, in my mind that during MCO time. So that is when during MCO time, I think, hey, why don't I develop something that is this hybrid solution that I can be able to do check-in fast and at the same time to get something to eat directly from the kiosk. Because as you mentioned, in 2019, I actually start venturing into vending machines. So when I do vending machine, I place the machine at a factory site, at shopping malls, tourist place and all this. Of course, when MCO hits, all the business all basically gone quiet, right? Nobody is traveling and et cetera. So that is where, as I said earlier on, the idea of this hybrid pops up. Of course, when you're at home, you know, things will actually come out, new ideas will come out. Right? And especially when I listen to some of the TVs, I say, start talking about, oh, contactless, you know, everybody now is scared of meeting up with people and etc.
Yeah,
so that is where I came out with this idea and I invented this machine on this hybrid 2-in-1.
Can we talk more about these kiosks? I mean, I know there's the self-check-in and checkout feature, and it's also, like you said, you know, a built-in vending machine. But what other features are there on these kiosks? There's more to it, right?
Yeah, so the kiosk, a lot of people think talking about two-in-one, right? You can check in, check out, and buy things. But what we are trying to do is we're trying to make it, because technology, a lot of people think is very far away. You know, it's like I talk to you, you never talk to me kind of thing. So what I'm trying to do is I wanted to create a kiosk that people, when they checked in, they will have a wow experience. How does that mean? Is that when you complete your check-in process, it's like you go to five-star hotel, right? When you go to five-star hotel, if you are a gold member, right, you stay many times, you become a gold member, they give you a complimentary drink voucher, right? Two vouchers, you can go and claim it at the bar. But I see there's a lack in the market in terms of budget hotel, boutique hotel, or even three-star hotel and below. They don't have this facility, right, because of limited resources. So through our kiosk solution, once you complete the check-in, we will actually give you a free welcome drink, right, through automation, without having to give you a voucher, go and claim it at the bar. There's no bar in budget hotel, by the way. So that we're trying to use it as this method. And of course, coming soon, we will actually integrate our AI solution inside. AI solution meaning that when you checked in, and if your kids is standing beside you, we will actually give you a toy, right? So once you complete your check-in, the machine will drop you a toy. Because the AI function, of course, AI definitely security, right? There is nothing. But the wow effect for normal people, you know, like us, you know, checking in, is you can be able, we can define, hey, you have a kid's range, is a female, and 10 to 15 years old, or 10 to 12 years old. Then we know that there's actually a kid, meaning I say a family trip. So we can actually drop you a toy once you finish checking in, and you give it to your kid. So it will actually give a very, very different experience, right? You know, like my kids always like to go to McDonald's. Why? Not because of the food is nice, because of
happy meal.
Right? Mm. No matter what toy it is, as long as there is a toy, they want it.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to do to help the budget hotel, which is a limited resources, to perform something different to their guests.
Now, the kiosk also, you know, it accepts e-payment and, e-wallet payments and credit cards. And it also has, I understand, a passport scanner built in and a room card dispenser. But all of this is to help with the check-in and check-out process, right?
Yes. So our kiosk, of course, standard, we have this passport scanner, you know, room card dispenser, e-wallet, cashless. You know, we focus on cashless, as you know, nowadays, everybody talks about cashless. Mm. So we support all the major ones, you know, Touch and Go, Grab, Boost, Shopee Pay, and of course, Visa, Master, and the most important one, also Alipay and WeChat Pay. You know, the China tourists always like to use this kind of pay already. Mm. So that is the standard kiosk feature we'll accept. But going forward, also, we will do something very different that a lot of kiosks is not doing. Is where when you checked in, a lot of time, when we talk about now, is automation, right? Traditionally, when you checked in, you can see at the passport or the IC of that person, look at it if it's the same person, right? Do a comparison. So generally, kiosks in the market now, they cannot do that. What they only do is they store your data and keep inside. So they will not know whether you use the real person as you or not the real person as you. So going forward, we will actually embed some technology inside where they compare your real face versus the IC.
So would that be Venfund's USP, Benny, or is there more to it that differentiates?
Yeah, in terms of technology-wise, yes, there is our USP. So we're going to launch it this either year and early next year, so that a lot of hotelers, right, or homestay operators, they feedback to me. A lot of times, people that book this hotel and people that stay are not the same person.
Hmm.
Right, so that is where this thing comes along. So we see that there's a need in the market to have this technology to do a comparison. So then at least the owner is safe that, oh, people that book and people that stay is the same. Right, if it's not the same, then at least I can record down these two person are not the same. You know, I have a lot of data stored in there that is for verification or references in the future.
Hmm. So what's your business model, Benny? You know, what would installing one of these kiosks cost a hotel and how do you make your cut?
So, of course, our business model mainly running on rental basis, right? We go on rental, reason being because we see that a lot of hotel owner now or hospitality operator are very so-called cash-strained, right? They're not going to have a lot of cash to buy a machine upfront. Because the traditional business model, a lot of kiosk provider is they sell the machine upfront, ranges from 40 up to 70,000, right? Different variety, depending on brand. Then, of course, they collect yearly maintenance fee. But our business model, we want to do is we go on rental so that you can take up very fast. And our pricing is 2008. But, of course, with current MCO and our new launch, we do it around 1980. So it becomes like almost equivalent to one so-called worker salary range, including EPFs also all in. So that is our pricing model. And our strategy is our business model is going on a rental basis.
All right. We are going to take a quick break for some messages right now. But when we come back, we discuss how Benny's new kiosks are helping hotels generate income during these challenging times. All that and more happening on Open for Business with Ven Fun. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Breaking Financial Matters, BFM 89.9.
And we're back. You are listening to Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. Benny Wee from Ven Fun Sdn Bhd is online with me today, and we are discussing his hybrid kiosks that are offering hospitality solutions to hotels around Malaysia. Now, Benny, how do you see these new kiosks helping hotels generate income during these challenging times? Because I know that is one of the missions for Ven Fund as a business, right?
Yeah. So, of course, a very quick one about our mission is to to help owners to have peace of mind. Number two, of course, to have a customer to have a wow check-in experience. So peace of mind, of course, it varies, right? Ranging from solving their headache problem, which is the human resource. And of course, the second one, which is how can I get more income, right? So our kiosks are very different compared to the rest or the traditional kiosks because we have an income generation segment or feature, which is called the inbuilt vending, right? A lot of times when one of the reasons also why I wanted to start with hotel, because during my vending days, a lot of hotels told me, hey, Benny, I want to get your vending to actually install in my hotel. You know, it can help me make some additional profit at the same time fulfill customer hunger needs. So that is where also one reason I came out this two-in-one, where our vending, you can actually get additional profit from it. Imagine we are talking about the basic one. When you go into the hotel, when you're hungry, you like to eat some cup noodles, you know, some drinks and etc. But do you also foresee that sometimes you forgot to bring your power bank, and sometimes you forgot to bring your charger, right? So power bank on average, it will cost you around 69 to 99 ringgit, almost equivalent to one night stay of your budget hotel. Right, so we see that if one customer come in and stay and they forgot to bring something, you know, they're hungry, they buy, you know, this is what you can do. So from what our simulation is that based on 60 room, 50% occupancy rate, and our simulation with this upsell feature, that you can actually get it free on the rental, make profit to cover the rental plus additional 1,000 plus ringgit extra. Right, so that is what our simulation works out with. Because why? I do vending machine, I know. Because when the vending machine, they don't have like people standing there, hey, come buy from me, you know, come to my vending machine and buy it. They don't do that. It's basically a metal, right? It's a machine.
It's passive, yes.
Yes, it's passive. So what we do is that when you check in through our kiosk, we will actually print you a receipt, right? You need to see your room number and all this. And on the receipt, you will state that, buy from this kiosk, thank you, Mr. So-and-so, checking in at this hotel. And buy from this kiosk, you get 10% off. So when people see it, it's very natural that got 10% off. Let's buy from here. So that is where we're trying to upsell. If you recall, like McDonald's, right? They use kiosk to upsell rather than the counter. You know, when you order everything out, the last one button when you click, they will say, you want dessert, ice cream, or apple pie? So the ice cream and apple pie is a very big icon one. And the cancel or next one is a very small icon. I'm not sure you recall that.
Of course, I recall.
Every time you buy, you will see this. So this is where we do upsell. Right, we believe that this upsell will actually help them. Because also another thing is traditionally, people are thinking that hotel products are expensive. Right, it's a very general concept. You know, they stay and they say, I go 7-Eleven, buy cheaper. But in the factual fact, it's actually cheaper than selling them. But people mindset is this. But when we use automation, checking in, tell you got free 10% off, you know, what would you do? Hey, 10% off. Okay, like better buy. Because this one only offered to your hotel guests, you know, because it's printed on receipt. It's not like you get from Google or any online this code, promo code. No. So you will know that you are exclusive. People will buy from there. That's what we see.
How did you go about designing or sourcing for these vending machines, Benny?
So designing, of course, designing because I came from a technology background. Of course, I don't design 3D CAD on by myself. But I have this concept idea. And prior to my experience, I actually do ecosystem, supply chain, all this. I made up with a lot of supplier factories from Asia region, right? China, Taiwan, Malaysia, and all this. So what we do in terms of our parts, we have some sourcing from Taiwan, some from China, some from Malaysia. So we actually combine different parts of it coming in and we local assembly it. So we import a so-called semi-finished machine or kiosk and we local assembly it. And the design concept come from me and I asked our supplier to basically make some customization for us so that we can be able to make it on this hybrid kiosk solution.
Right. And how is Venfun funded and how much did you have to invest in procuring these machines?
So it varies, I should say, tens of thousands of dollars. I won't be specific in terms of how much is our cost. But in terms of funding, just to share you the good news as well, we just recently do a My Starter crowdfunding campaign. And we target to raise 500,000 maximum. And I'm overly surprised. We hit our target in one day. So when we go live, in 24 hours, we hit our target. So we are very honored to have people to believe in our business model and understand that contactless now is the key. So in terms of, as I said, funding, of course, we have internal fund. When I started, of course, my own internal fund. And we see that coming soon, you know, the so-called the reopening is near. So where this time when we do this crowdfunding to basically help us to have more capital and to be able to serve the customer and the market.
And what's the take-up rate been like? I understand that you recently installed several machines at some budget hotels in the country, right? But not just in the Klang Valley. Yeah.
Yeah. So we started a difficult time when we started, as I said, an MCO. That was, I remember, it's MCO 1.0, right? 1.0, we started. And I have this idea I really wanted to share with all the hotelers. And I actually approached almost 100 plus of them. So a lot of them have a very positive review because of this self-generating income kiosk. Right? That is what a lot of typical businessmen like. They don't like to invest something that they cannot make any money. So this one actually helps them to make money. And I share the concept to a few hotelers. Like during of them, they are very supportive. During MCO time, they see the trend and they install one in Malacca and one in Sepang and the other one is in Bandar Sunway. So I still remember on the Bandar Sunway, I installed it on May 31st, the last day before FMCO. Right, so we went there, we got no choice. Customer said, hey, I need FMCO, you need to install it so that I can run, you know, do some check-in, customer check-in there and there. So we installed it on May 31st. So of course, along the way, we have signed up actually 7 contracts during MCO times. And some are waiting to deploy. And some are already under renovating the hotel. So when the renovation complete, then we install. And we are looking at somewhere around more than 50% showing very high interest. You know, all the 100 over customers that we approach are showing very, very high interest because they are looking at what they call it. When the market reopens, right, they're going to have a big problem. If I listen to you, some of your interviews, right, the CEO, Mr. Yip, is that he's saying that, you know, you cannot find people to work when the market reopens. Because why? Now, I would say 50% of the hotel is closed. Imagine, 50% of the hotel opens in January. Assuming it's January. So how can you manage to find people whole Malaysia when 50% of the hotel are looking for people?
Yeah, staffing is going to be an issue. And the interest in the hospitality sector has also decreased over the course of this pandemic. So there will be a bit of a skills gap there.
Correct.
Benny, how do you see Venfun expanding the scope of its kiosks features in the future? How do you see your kiosks used, you know, in, say, the next 10 years? You know, what will it deliver? Let us talk about the future here.
Okay, talk about future, there are two segments. Right? One talks about market, right? For Venfun, we are a very ASEAN-focused company. So because myself, I work in travel to China and Taiwan and the US. So a lot of companies internationally, they actually wanted to enter into ASEAN region. This is a region where a lot of people are finding very difficult, especially the overseas people. They want to enter, they find it very difficult. Because why? Malaysia speaks three languages. Thailand don't speak Chinese. Right? Some of them speak. Vietnam don't, you know, there are so many language barrier. So Malaysia is one of the good starting point. Myself being a Malaysian, I see that because I speak Mandarin, I speak English, right? So a lot of these two countries, big countries, is already my target. So they want to enter into ASEAN. We Venfun wanted to venture into six countries, right? Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, Vietnam, Philippines, and Indonesia. So these are the six countries we want to venture in. So we are targeting around 3,176 kiosks in 5 years' time. Nothing too aggressive. 3,176 is pretty, I would say, pretty not aggressive number. So that is on in terms of market-wise. On technology-wise, I see that contactless now it's so new norm. You know, so new words nowadays everybody is talking about. And I want to start from hospitality industry on hotel. Later on, using the same technology, the same hardware, we're going to venture into ticketing. We're going to venture into homestay market segment. We're going to venture into property rental segment. We're going to venture into F&B segment. So these are the few markets they want to venture. And we also see some traction on hospital as well. Because why? Nowadays, you want to find people to work in hospital. It's very, very tough. It's like a dangerous zone nowadays. So if you are a nurse and doctor, you have no choice. But what if you are just a front desk counter? No, the person that handle registration, they have an option. Yes, they have an option not to work in hospital. Why do they need to work in hospital? There are so many places they can work as an admin staff, right? So that is, we see also another big gap that we can be able to help through, right? Register through kiosks, right? Why does it really need to have people? Of course, you need to have like a balance. You know, instead of seven people traditionally on the counter, now you can like three people on the counter and four kiosks. People can do registration, can make payments straight from the kiosk. So we see there are a lot of new markets that actually open up, even to me, because we have quite a number of traction, as you know, we are featured on The Edge and all this. And people are calling me, hey, Benny, I want to do this kiosk on even in bus, you know, ticketing on bus station. And recently also got one in this animal farm. You know, they want to use buy ticket instead of queuing, you know, and instead of hiring people to sell tickets over the counter, you can straight away order from the kiosk. And at the same time, you talk about farm, right? We have this vending 2-in-1. So you can actually put some of the so-called animal food, right? People like used to feed, you know, things. Yeah, so you can basically sell directly from the machine rather than, you know, if you go to some farm, you know, they'll just like open a small kiosk, sell some carrots and this, and you can feed the animal, right? So now everything can be in the kiosk, mm-hmm. right? So that is all can be run automated. So with this solution, we actually have a lot of traction. That's why we see a bright future ahead.
All right, Benny, we wish you and, of course, Venfun all the best for your future undertakings. We'll be watching your story very closely. Now, our listeners who are keen to learn more about Venfun, is there a website that they could go to for more?
Yeah, they can basically log into our Facebook, which is Venfun. You know, just type in Venfun, you will see. And, of course, our website will be www.venfun.com.
And if you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website. That's bfm.my. You can also find all our podcasts on the BFM app that's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. I've been speaking with founder of Venfun Sdn Bhd, Mr. Benny Wee. My name is Audrey Raj, and thank you for joining us on Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.